Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
Hello and welcome to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So. Today we're going to hear from the mayor of the oldest city in Taiwan, Tainan Mayor Lin Mengyan. RTI is interviewing all of Taiwan's city mayors and county magistrates about how they are promoting the new southbound policy. That policy aims to increase ties with Southeast Asia, South Asia, Australia, and New Zealand. Tainan, the southern city, is famous for its history and food specialties. But there are a lot of exciting new attractions there as well. Today we hear from Tainan Mayor Lin Mengyan about how they're promoting the new southbound policy.
市府在配合中央的新南向政策，那我们大概主要是在三个领域。
We are supporting the new southbound policy in three main sectors: education, tourism, and business investment and marketing. In terms of education, former Mayor William Lai took 12 college deans to Southeast Asia. The trip was to promote Taiwan's college around ethnic Chinese in Southeast Asia or those interested in coming to Taiwan to learn Chinese or work. We've seen some good results from these exchanges. Chung Kung University has a strong alumni association in Malaysia, and so many students in Malaysia are willing to come study in Chung Kung University. Taiwan's universities are appealing to people in Southeast Asia. Taiwan's birth rate is declining, so it is good for us to find more students in that market.
Tourism is also a great way that Taiwan is building ties with Southeast Asia. Tainan Mayor Lee tells us what they're doing in terms of tourism in Tainan.
那第二个是在观光，那观光我们也一直很希望开拓东南亚。
In terms of tourism, we want to expand the market in Southeast Asia. For example, did you know that visitors from Singapore and Malaysia like to go to leisure farms? This type of themed tourism is popular. We also encourage our businessmen in Vietnam, Thailand, and Indonesia to bring their employees on company trips to Taiwan. Last year, we had a few Taiwan businessmen take their employees, over 1,000 of them, to Taiwan, and they came to Tainan. So we are working with travel agencies to plan their itinerary here so that they really feel at home and enjoy themselves.
那另外观光的部分我们也台南也开辟了跟胡志明市。
We also opened up a direct flight from Ho Chi Minh City to Tainan, and that's been a popular line. We also joined the Tourism Expo in Southeast Asia. That way, they can see the unique features of Tainan and Taiwan.
Tainan is also making good use of their local new immigrant talent to build their tourism industry.
那另外一个是怎么样培养在地的接待人才。
Another aspect of tourism is training local talent. We need to cater to people of many languages, and we have local residents who are now our tour guides. For example, there are some new immigrant spouses from Vietnam who are quite well educated that are now working as tour guides. They take people from Vietnam on tours of Tainan. It's important to train these talents.
Tainan, like many places in Taiwan, is also reaching out to Muslim visitors.
We are also reaching out to Muslim countries like Indonesia. We need to create a friendly environment for them here. So we are coaching restaurants and hotels on how to be Muslim-friendly and how to get certified so Muslims don't have to worry about food when they get here.
Tainan Mayor Lee also tells us how they're promoting business ties with Southeast Asia.
Another important area is industry. We encourage them to invest in Southeast Asia. This is a trend already, so we are looking at how we can go together as a group to make the most out of the opportunities and how the government can help these businesses. One way we are doing this is setting up associations for Tainan business people in countries like Vietnam. That way, they can work together and we can help them. But we also need the help of the central government to help Taiwan businesses overall in that market.
One key way that Tainan is building up business ties with Southeast Asia is by providing suitable talent. Tainan Mayor Lee tells us more.
像,
We are also helping in terms of training talents. Some Taiwan businesses set up factories in Southeast Asia and they need talent to go over there to work. So we have programs with Tainan colleges where junior or seniors can go there and be summer interns. Through these internships, they can find future jobs and the pay they offer is quite good. So this is a good way to help those businesses to find Taiwanese employees that they can trust. In terms of investment, these businesses need money, so we should encourage Taiwan banks to go to that market. The Economics Ministry should also look into the whole industry and try to get all the players involved. That will make Taiwan businesses more efficient and effective there.
那另外就是外贸协会其实可以来协助很多人才的培训。
Taiwan's Trade Council should also train talent to go to Southeast Asia. For example, we have young people whose mothers are from Vietnam, so they can speak some Vietnamese. The council can train these people to work for these businesses and expand the market there. These young people understand the language and culture there and can be a big asset.
In addition to exporting talent, the Tainan City government is also helping them in exporting local products.
Another aspect is marketing our products to Southeast Asia. We take delegations to join business expos there. These include the biotech and food products. If they are going to sell their products, they need to package them in the local language. They also need local advertisements that will be effective in their culture. So we need a talent that can do that. The Trade Council can train this type of talent.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I'm Natalie So. Tainan Mayor Li Mengyan is telling us what they're doing to promote tourism and business ties with Southeast Asia. Next, Li tells us how they've become the first city in Taiwan to make English their second official language.
Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
Taiwan is a place full of voices, viewpoints, and stories. Hear them all here on Radio Taiwan International. Taiwan, straight from the source.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I am Natalie So. Taiwan is working hard to promote tourism and to build closer ties with Southeast Asia. That's all a part of the new southbound policy. Now, Tainan has the distinction of being the first city in Taiwan to make English its second official language. Tainan Mayor Li Mengyan tells us why English is so important for Taiwan.
应该是这样讲，英文是国际共通的语言。那台湾的学生，
English is the international language used for communication. In Taiwan, most of our students are able to read and their grammar is pretty good. They can read and their grammar may be better than foreigners in other countries, but when it comes to speaking and listening, they're just not good enough.
所以很多人托福分数很好，但是遇到外国人要讲的时候就。A
lot of people may have a good TOEFL score, but when they have to speak with foreigners, they have a hard time. This will affect our global competitiveness. For example, recently, some Taiwanese businessmen came back from Vietnam. They said that Taiwan's engineering consultation are very capable. They're great at design and planning, but their English is not good, so they didn't dare to go for many of the projects in Vietnam. That's because when you compete for a project, you have to give a presentation in English. So those projects are always given to teams from other countries, like those from US multinational companies. Then, they often outsource the work to Taiwan teams. Of course, that means a lot less profit for the Taiwanese. So this is a specific case of how lack of language skills is a disadvantage. Even if you are 100% capable, but you can only express 50%, that's a real pity.
Tainan City has set up an office making English the second official language of the city. Mayor Lee tells us what that office is doing.
We are working to have all the street signs, night market, and restaurant menus, and even temple signs to have English and Chinese signs. We also give stores a certification of being an English-friendly store. That means they have bilingual signs and their salespersons speak simple English. We also are training taxi drivers to speak some English. That way, foreign visitors can get around easier in Tainan.
Mary Lee also tells us how they're working to promote English education in Tainan.
We are working on different channels of building our English environment. The other aspect is education. We want our children to learn English from an early age, so we are increasing the hours that they spend learning English. We hope that one day those who run for mayor and city councilors need to have their English certified. Of course, this is a long road and we have a long way to go.
The Tainan City government is upgrading the language environment to make it a more English-friendly city. Tainan Mayor also shares how they're increasing the quality of the tourism experience overall.
Tainan's tourism industry has been improving and upgrading itself. In 2011, there were about 2.5 million visitors to Tainan. Last year, that number was 3.3 million. There have been more new hotels as a result. We have new five-star hotels and about a dozen four-star hotels. A business group from Singapore is also investing in a six-star hotel, and we really look forward to that one. We are working to improve the quality of experience here for visitors. For example, a lot of people enjoy eating the local specialties, so we are working with the local businesses to upgrade their stores. We don't want them to look dirty and ugly. Some of these places don't have air conditioning. It's really hot in Tainan in the summer, so we are encouraging and helping these shops to upgrade their environment.
There are a lot of great reasons to come to Tainan besides the excellent food. Tainan Mayor Li Mengyan tells us about the newest attractions.
We have developed some unique destinations. For example, the Qi Mei Museum or the Lin Department Store or the 321 Historical Venue and our cultural parks. We are also building new parks. We also have historical sites like the Japanese dormitories. We also are setting up a museum district. So all these new districts and areas are aimed at upgrading the tourism experience here. We also have a group that is helping people invest. Many businesses are investing in hotels here. We have nearly 100 unique B&Bs and many hotels. These high-quality accommodations are also an important aspect of our tourism sector.
And some good news for visitors is that the city government hotline 1999 is available for tourists who need some translation help.
The city government hotline 1999 is the window to find out about all of our services. We can provide translating services. For example, if you have a foreign tourist in your store and you can't communicate, you can call 1999 and we will help translate. We can do this over the phone. If you want to invest, you can also call this as well, and we will direct you to the department that can help you.
That was Tainan Mayor Li Mengyan telling us all about how their city is promoting tourism and Taiwan's new southbound policy. Thanks for tuning in to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So.